Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Yankee Nation podcast presented by Wegman Enterprises and NYC Sports Nation. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, today we can't really call it Austin's movie review because I wasn't able to see this movie. We have some
physically unable to.
We have some comments from Aaron Boone, and we have another quiz to do. So, without further ado, how about it?
You're listening to a New York Sports Nation production, enhancing your New York sports fan experience.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk.
So, before we start, we brought up last episode, streaming, and how It was going to happen. We don't know to what extent it's going to happen. We've already recruited Tyler Boyce from Mets Nation. So, at the least, there will be four of us in two divisions, two teams per division. But the goal is to get four more people. So, the goal would be have two divisions, four teams in each division. I don't know when this is going to happen. My guess would be if it all goes how I want it to go, Friday, maybe early next week. But we have to work out schedules between a bunch of different people. And if we're getting people from like Dallas and whatnot in LA, there's going to be time zone differences. So, we'll figure it out. We'll all update you. The best place to look would be Twitter, whether it be our Twitter or the Yankee Nation Twitter. So keep a lookout for those. But it's gonna happen to some extent, and I'm gonna win it no matter what. Is how I think it's gonna roll out.
Also from last episode, we said we were surprised that Derek Jeter won, but if Derek Jeter faced off against Lou Gehrig, he still would have beaten Lou Gehrig.
Oh, no, I wasn't surprised Jeter won.
Oh.
No, I was shocked that he didn't destroy him.
Destroy Ruth?
Yeah. I thought he was going to crush him.
Oh, I didn't think so.
I was surprised Ruth made it.
Ruth put up a fight when he made it.
I was surprised Ruth made it. I thought it was going to be Gehrig.
Or I thought Barra. It was going to be Mickey Mantle.
Mean, if we're being honest here, we did our jobs great with the seeding.
We really did.
It was one versus one, and it was close. So.
Yeah, I wonder if the seeding affected who won, though. Do you think if we ranked people semi-differently?
Maybe just a little. I think Derek Jeter still would have won. But maybe some things change in the earlier rounds.
I don't think so. Because it's still the same person, just a different number.
Yeah, but what if... What was an 8-9 matchup? Or 8-9.
CC and Posada was one of them.
But Posada upset him on that one.
Yeah. I told you to seed him higher.
I think that was the only upset.
I believe
the
so.
First round.
We've been surprised by a few of our brackets.
Yeah, and that one, the most hated Yankee was because of the Astros cheating scandal, and then the random Yankee less than two seasons was because Aaron Boone is the manager. If Aaron Boone wasn't the manager, that wouldn't have happened.
No, yeah, probably. I don't think so. I think it was Bobby Skinner who was going hard for Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
But I think Randy Johnson might have lost second round. And I think it might have been to Boone.
Speaking of Bobby Skinner, with all the NFL draft stuff going on, my friends in our group chat, they've been talking about it, and they sent one of Bobby Skinner's tweets into our chat, and I was like, hey,
Bobby Skinner. Said,
I know that guy.
Bobby Skinner's killing it right now. I just texted him recently because, I mean, now he's got a new show. The dude is on fire.
I was really surprised to see him in one of my...
Well, he's slowly becoming... One of our group chats. He's slowly becoming what John Boy is with the NFL. But it's different with him because he's, like, specific all-in on Giants. Like, John Boy does, at, like, all the MLB teams.
Doesn't he work for John Boy?
He does work for John Boy. He does, now he has a new show, Talking Sports, he does it with Keith McPherson and Talking Jake.
Wow.
Yeah. Bobby's killing
it. It's a big lineup.
It is. It's a good show, too. When you're not listening to this show, you should listen to that show.
No, you should listen to Fugazi Sports.
Or listen to all three in a row. Why not?
Yeah, listen to all of them. But moving on from that, you guys can talk about the movie because I didn't watch it. But it was...
Someone came into his house and removed it from Netflix.
I cannot believe you're grilling me over this.
Well, if we were watching Finding Nemo, you would have watched it.
Wait, have you seen Finding Nemo before?
I have.
Okay, thank
you. I do need to give it a rewatch, though, because I don't remember much of it.
Classic.
I remember him touching the butt.
Don't touch the butt.
I remember him, like, getting lost or whatever. And...
You know, and they had to go find him, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I can't tell you any of the journey when they were trying to find him.
Just keep swimming, French. Bro.
Fun fact, I had Finding Nemo video
the
jellyfish.
Game. The big turtle.
The turtle was like a Ross dude, Austin. Wasn't he?
Yeah, he...
Before you say fun fact, you have to assess whether or not it's fun.
It is fun. I had the video game for Finding Nemo. And
there's a Finding Nemo video game?
Yeah, and I loved that video game. Another fun fact... I never had a memory card growing up in my PlayStation 2. I was so young that I didn't even know those existed. So I thought you just always had to start from the beginning of the game.
Oh my god.
So the amount of like, and it didn't even stink for me because like I didn't know any different. So I could tell you like word for word the GTA Vice City intro was like, I don't
you
have
GTA without a memory card.
I don't
play GTA at 10 years old.
Younger than 10. That was one of my first video games ever. I just remember, I don't have the money, Sonny. I loved that game and I only played like the first 3 or 4 missions. And then I'd have to go eat dinner or something. And then I'd come back to play it. And I'd have to start it all over.
Four missions?
Dude, that is brutal.
So.
Did you ever finish that game?
No. So, I recently got it on my PS4. Because, like, they didn't remaster it, but they put a port on the PS4. And they are remastering SpongeBob Battle of the Bikini Bottom, which was by far the game I played the most. So, and I never got to finish that because I didn't have a memory card. So now, I'm going to play SpongeBob Battle of the Bikini Bottom and finish it.
How do you remaster a game about SpongeBob?
Because it was such a good game.
No, but like, what do you do? How do you make that game better?
Well, remastering just means
SpongeBob.
Remastering just means remastering the graphics. It's the same game, it's just different graphics. Better graphics. So that's coming out June 23rd. I already pre-ordered it. I am very excited. But you guys, let's talk about the movie. So the movie was about I always
Gift had Ngope.
Ngope. That's how you say that last name. Who, if I'm, is he on a team anymore?
He is playing for the Sydney baseball team. I can't remember their name. The Sydney baseball team in the Australian League.
And okay. He also played, I think, a few games in the Pittsburgh league, in Pittsburgh's double A team last season, and he played for an independent league team. So
and in 2018,
yeah.
What?
Future's not as bright as it made it seem in the documentary.
Did they hype him up more than he was?
A little bit.
Yeah, they said someone in the Pirates organization said he was the best defensive player in their entire organization.
He never made an error in his seasons in the majors.
I mean, small sample size.
Hey, it was like...
He's small, too. He's 5'8".
And he's not that quick.
200 pounds, though.
Yeah, he's not. He's not a fast guy.
Wait, is he exactly my size? Yes, he's exactly my size.
You're 5'8", 200?
I'm probably more than 200 now.
I'm 6'2", 155.
Jesus, man, you gotta hit the gym. So
you're a stick.
I am literally a stick.
Bro, you gotta hit the weights, man.
And I have been, but I cannot gain weight for the life of me.
Do you eat a lot?
I eat a ton.
You gotta eat a ton, though.
Yeah, you don't eat enough.
I eat... Yeah. I'll give you my daily schedule. This was back like when we were in school. So... I'd wake up early. I never ate breakfast. I just didn't wake up early enough for breakfast.
You gotta eat breakfast, bro.
So I'd go to class at... I'd have a 9:30 class. That class ends at 10:45. Then I have a break for like over an hour. So I'd go in my car because my college at the time had nowhere to go. So I would go to my car and I would eat, no joke, I'd eat 2 bagels, a sandwich... usually a thing of like either I'd have a banana and then usually like a little snack thing, like whether it be a granola bar, sometimes it'd be Cheez-Its or whatever. So that would I'd eat that at 10:45. Then my next class would happen at about 12.
Austin, I don't think I need to know the
I'm
full diet of Austin Verhill.
Let me tell you something. I'm just telling you how much I ate. This was just at school. So I ate that at school. Then I'd have a large cup of pineapples and a large cup of grapes. Then I'd have another class. I'd go home. And then I'd have dinner. And then I'd have a second dinner. Also, I have an extremely unhealthy habit of if I don't eat at 10 p.m., I wake up at 1 a.m. and I'm starving.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's very
annoying. That's weird.
Gotta hit the gym, bro.
And I was hitting the gym. And then I can't anymore. It's a real shame. 72
chances for Gift and Ngope, no errors. I'm impressed.
I mean, yeah, you gotta. But did you like the documentary, Tim?
No, I didn't think it was too well made.
Neither do I. I think they had a really low budget.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's a good story though.
Yeah, I wish they talked more about like his actual story. Cause I feel like talked about his time.
I did
when
watch
he was in the MLB.
The beginning. I turned it on for a little bit, like earlier today, but then realized I would have no time to watch the whole thing. So, I watched it, and I watched the beginning part where they were talking about before the majors, and then I stopped it around when he was getting called up. But, like, that was an incredibly quick time.
Yeah, I think it was more about, like, Africa and their opportunities for baseball. But I knew
it
was
low budget,
Nick.
It wasn't about Gift.
Yeah.
When?
I knew it was low budget when they showed the same shot of him running out to the outfield. Like, 100 times.
Every single time, man. They started it at a different time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, first let's do when he's coming out of the dugout. Then let's do when he's on the foul line.
Then he grabs a hat. Then he grabs a glove.
And then he daps up one of his teammates.
Are you talking about the shot when he's in like the minor league uniform?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
They showed it so much.
When I thought it was low budget was when you could when they were trying to transition to a different part of his story, and it would start like a typing sound, and it's like I'm like, wait, that doesn't really happen a lot. It was just I wish it was more of his actual story, because for like 35 minutes we learned about their coach, and all he talked about was how much he did not get paid. He was just like, I do it for the passion. I do it for the kids. And I'm like, that's great, but you've said that 30 times now in 10 minutes.
It does not have a good rating on IMDb.
I'm not surprised.
It has a 4.3 out of 10.
That's too high.
Really? So what would you rate it?
Like a 2.6.
Yeah, I'd give it like a 2 or 3. But I would give my like of Gift and Gope like a 7.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
But the man. What?
When he was going to get sent, when he wasn't going to make it because of the flight being delayed.
Yo, I was tight.
Me too.
I was like, man.
Can you imagine that?
You're getting called up and your flight gets delayed and you can't make it. And then when he started talking about, well, some people were telling me that sometimes they reassess the whole thing and you don't even get called up.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, that would suck.
So there has been another South African to play in the majors now, Taylor Scott, but he went to high school in Arizona. He was probably just born there.
Oh, that doesn't really count.
Yeah. Or he might be South African, though.
Oh, yeah, but like...
But, yeah.
You said Taylor Scott?
Yeah, with an A, though. T-A-Y-L-E-R. And also, I was looking through the first player to play from every country, and they're never good. Like, the first player from Cuba, the first player from Puerto Rico, the first player from the Dominican Republic, they never have good careers.
Well,
I wonder why.
Neither has Taylor Scott, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Well, probably the first couple players.
13 games
played.
Why
do you think they send bad players first?
13 games played in 2019. He has a 14.33 ERA.
Over a 2.5 whip. Oh.
That is not good.
The only Hall of Famer that I could... Well, that's kind of a stretch, but the only player with any recognition to be the first from their country was Harry Wright from the United Kingdom, but he got into the Hall of Fame for being a pioneer of the game, not for his play. So, being the first to play in the majors for your country does not mean you're that good of a player. Which is surprising. Would you think that the first player from a country would be good?
Well,
they would hope.
Well, you gotta think, if they're the first player to come out of that country, it's probably not popular at the time, the game.
Yeah.
So, being the best player in that country doesn't mean you're going to be good here.
No way.
What?
Ed Pori, he is listed as being from the Atlantic Ocean.
What?
Wait,
he was born at sea in 1888, and that's his legal birthplace.
I mean, he was probably like born on a boat.
And he played for the Buffalo Bison in 1914. No, the Buffalo Buffets. Wow.
Put him in the hall for pioneer of the game. Come on.
Yeah, come on. That's great. It goes just ranked by in Afghanistan, America, Samoa, Aruba, at sea. That's so sick. He's my new favorite player. What's his name? Ed Pori.
My new favorite player. What's his name?
What got me with Gift and Gope was that he said he spent 8 years in the minors.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys who do that.
Well, Yadier Solarte spent so much time in the minors.
I know, but like, the story of means, though. What?
Like,
what do it mean?
You can finish your thought. You can finish your thought.
It's just, like, he was obviously working so hard to, like, as everyone in the minors does, but he has, like, another whole level of it, because he wants to show his country that he can do it. And he did it for, like, a total, like, 2 months. And it's just weird to me how he's facing, like, talent here in America. And maybe, I don't know, maybe he just couldn't, but it sucks that he couldn't transition that into his MLB play.
I mean, hey, he might be back.
He could be.
I mean
he's Eric, already 30, though.
Eric Thames spent how much time? Well, I mean, Eric Thames was good before he fell off a little bit, wasn't he? And then he went to Korea, and then he got really good.
He played in Japan.
Korea. Yanhaber Solarte, by the way, spent 8 years and some change in the minors before he got called up to the Yankees. I loved Yanhaber Solarte and was pissed when we traded him.
I love players with stories like that.
But the thing is, like, we can only think of players with stories like that that made the majors. Like, there are way
there's players that haven't even made the majors.
Like, his brother, Victor Ngope, who I saw in Batavia. These last two documentaries have been, they've had current events connected to him because he's played 4 years of pro baseball at rookie ball, intermediate A, high A, and low A. So after the baseball cuts 40 teams, Victor Ngope is gone. Like, he's got no career. All these guys that we're talking about that we don't even know about, who are career minor leaguers, there goes their job. It really stinks that they're cutting 40 teams, because does Gift even make it if there isn't? If those 40 teams are gone? He started in rookie ball in high A. There's nowhere to put him to develop for his first 4 years of organized ball if this goes through. So this is another repercussion of getting rid of minor league baseball. Gift Ngope never becomes the first African-born player.
Well, I was reading on the whole getting rid of the minors thing, and there's mention where this doesn't mean the teams are going to fold. What's it said? The team losing affiliation will not necessarily fold in the aftermath. One condition the MILB is reportedly pursuing in the agreement is that the teams will maintain some ties to MLB clubs in order to sustain independent baseball in these cities.
Hopefully.
Give me a bunch of Portland Mavericks.
Yes. I was looking out for my Muck Dogs, because the Red Wings, my minor league team in Rochester, they own part of the Muck Dogs, so hopefully there's a way to keep everything together.
What if
these teams cannot function on their own?
What if all the independent teams just make up their own league?
That's what would happen, I think, if they'd be independent leagues.
Yeah, that'd be exactly what would happen. Or they join ones that already exist. Like, we have the New York Boulders here, and
give me independent league baseball on television.
Ooh.
What would they call it?
Get a little freaky with
the public access
the rules.
The MIBL, the Major Independent Baseball League.
And just pretend that they're major leagues. Just pretend. Have the logo just be mirrored so he's facing the other way.
He's just a lefty.
Yeah. Well, that's up for debate. Is this a righty or a lefty?
Yeah, it's already like I say it's a lefty.
Let me look. Wait, are we talking about the MILB logo or the MLB logo?
MLB logo.
I think he's a lefty.
I mean, I can't see him being anything but a lefty.
Exactly.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, there's no way that he's a righty. Oh, wait. Yes, there is.
Yeah, it could be his back.
Right? I see it now. Yeah, it could be his back.
I still think it's the lefty.
Who is it again?
I don't think it's anyone.
It's Harmon Killebrew.
Oh, yeah. That's
who is a righty.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so
don't say who to Harmon Killebrew.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's a yikes, bro. But you with
also
this...
could be a bird.
Wait, what?
Look up MLB logo bird. You'll never look at it the same way again.
Wait, are they saying like it's a bird?
It looks like a bird, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. I don't wanna how do you unsee something?
Luckily it hasn't been stuck in my mind.
It doesn't really look like a bird.
I see it.
I mean the head, but like none of the rest of it.
Yeah, it's just a bird with arms.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying it.
All right, but Tim and I gave this documentary Hope in a Billion.
A bad.
Hope One in a Billion. This is I feel...
Fun fact, One in a Billion is actually its rating.
That is fun, but it's not a fact. So yeah, you got the fun part down now.
You need to start letting us screen your fun facts. Send them in the group chat first.
No.
All right, but Tim and I gave this a 2.6 and a 2 or 3. Oh, yeah. You're sticking with 2?
Two or three.
Let's give that a 2.5. So, I mean, if you want to watch it, nothing's stopping you, but we did not really enjoy it.
Just Google his Wikipedia.
Yeah. Might have more fun reading that than watching the movie. But, Austin.
Yes.
It's your turn. What movie are we watching for the next episode?
I'm going to come back to you.
Is it on Disney Plus? Oh, okay.
I don't.
What did he say?
I'm going to come back to you. I don't have one yet. Okay. I have some ideas, but nothing is set in stone yet. So... there was a movie I was thinking, why can't I remember what it was the other day that I wanted to check if it was on something, but now I can't remember what movie it was. This is a real shame.
Right.
Let's move on now to a little quiz. So this quiz, it's the MLB entire career with one team quiz. It's by NR Silver on Sporkle. So what they're going to do is they're going to give us the plate appearances and the team, and then we just got to guess the player.
Ooh.
And they would have to, they have to be with one team, obviously. So I think we all got one in Jeter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken.
Jeter's at 3 with 12,602. Cal Ripken. Oh, no. Jeter's at 4. I'm sorry. Ripken is at 2.
With Gehrig.
Luke Gehrig. Let's see. Yep. He's way down. Wait, there with 9,000.
How many are there?
There is 2, 4, 6, 10, 12.
Al Kaline. Ernie Banks.
Kaline's in there. Banks is in there. I'm going to say Williams is in there. Williams is in there.
Would Hank Aaron count?
I don't know.
No, because he played for two different, didn't he?
Well, they were the same franchise.
Yeah.
But at the end...
What about Yaz? Yaz is number 1.
Oh, Ted Williams.
Ted Williams is... I already did Ted Williams. Ruth played for multiple...
Joe DiMaggio.
DiMaggio.
Mantle.
DiMaggio's not in there.
Oof.
That's weird.
Unless I'm spelling DiMaggio wrong, but I don't think I am.
Oh, he might have been a player manager later in his career. Mike Schmidt.
Schmidt, that's a good one. Yep.
Brooks Robinson.
Robinson's nice. Another good one.
Oh, Joe DiMaggio's probably not in here because he missed 3 years with the military.
Oh yeah, what about Jeff Bagwell? He's in there.
Sweet.
Oh,
Jackie Robinson.
I don't think he's gonna be in there. No, he's not. Here's a fun fact.
Did he go to war?
This is actually a fun fact. You guys cannot grill me for this one.
Edgar Martinez.
Craig Biggio.
Martinez played for multiple teams. Biggio is in there. Fun fact, Jackie Robinson was traded to the Giants but decided to retire instead.
Oh.
Wow.
Is that why he's not?
No, he only played like 10 years.
Oh, what's the minimum?
The lowest amount was Jeff Bagwell at 9,431 plate appearances.
Okay.
What's Yadier Molina at?
He's not on there.
Joe Mauer.
No. We got a red.
Paul Molitor.
Johnny Bench isn't there. Paul Molitor isn't in there.
I think he played for the
other
team.
Brewer.
There's a Brewer. Gwynn.
Robin Yount.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking. Shortstop.
Yount was in there.
Let's go.
Number three. We still haven't got number three, who is a Cardinal.
What team?
Cardinal. Ozzie Smith.
Oh, Stan Musial. Easy.
Musial. How do you spell Musial again? M-U-E.
M-U-S-I-A-L.
Oh. I sound like an idiot. Okay. Royals. Was George Brett?
Probably.
Yep, George Brett. Giants. McCovey.
Yeah, that's a good call. Willie McCovey.
You do Tony Gwynn yet?
I did do Tony Gwynn. I can't get McCovey. I don't know if I'm spelling it wrong or...
M-C-C-O-V-E-Y.
Yeah, that's what I did, and it didn't work. Okay.
Might not be him then.
Oh, he played for the A's.
Oh, okay.
Mini Minoso.
No.
Hmm.
There's a lot of Tigers on here. We got two more Tigers we have.
Oh, there's someone I'm thinking of. Oh.
I got Todd Helton. Todd Helton was one.
Oh, good one.
Oh, who am I
thinking
of?
There's another red.
There's a picture with him. It's Al Kaline, Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, and someone else.
There's also a White Sox.
Okay, who's this?
There's a Brave. Oh, Chipper Jones? Yep, Chipper Jones.
Norm Cash.
No.
You Google that?
Yeah, I didn't want to Google if he was on one team only, but I looked up the picture that I was thinking of.
There's another Giant. Willie Mays? No. Willie Mays played for other teams.
Willie played for the Mets.
Yeah.
Ew.
We got 56 more seconds.
Mel Ott.
There's a Dodger. Mel Ott was in there. Good job.
Let's go. Thank you, baseball cards.
2, 3, 5. We got 7
there's
more. We got 40 seconds.
Roberto Clemente.
Woo-hoo.
Good job.
Wow.
Who's the White Sox?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
I don't believe that's it.
Was that it?
No.
Or are you just saying that?
I tried it, but I didn't think so. Because then he got kicked out.
Yeah, I know, but maybe he somehow had.
It wasn't Johnny Bench. I tried Johnny Bench. Is it Pete Rose? No, he played other places.
Luke Appling.
Oh, we ran out of time. The ones we were missing, yep, Luke Appling was one that we were missing. Mickey Mantle. We forgot Mickey Mantle.
kind of cheated.
Tim said Mantle.
We said Mickey Mantle.
Oh, we must have said
Tim
it.
Tim said Mickey Mantle in the beginning.
You must have said it when everyone else was throwing
names. We were rattling him off at that point.
Yeah. So we missed Pee-wee Reese was the Dodger.
Oh.
Dave Concepcion was the Red.
I didn't know that one.
Mickey Mantle was...
I've heard the name. That makes sense.
Mickey Mantle, Tim said, so let's count
it. Yeah. Lou Whitaker. Charlie Geringer? Geringer? I don't know that one. And then Luca
Paul. Geringer?
Yeah.
We did pretty good.
We did. We got 76%. The average score is 55.
Gang?
A lot of Tigers. I don't know. I like the Tigers.
Yeah, what happened to them, huh? Like, they're like this storied...
They are storied franchise that just suck now.
But with all these great players, how many World Series have they won?
Yeah.
Doesn't Al Kaline have, like, two?
Let's see.
Is that their only two?
Tigers World Series. They have four.
Hmm.
That's a joke. They have 11 pennants.
Who'd they keep losing to? The Yankees?
Well, they lost.
No, they can't. They can't. They can't lose to the Yankees. Never mind.
They lost in 2012 to the Giants. They lost in 06 to the Cardinals. They lost in 84 to the. Oh no, they won it in 2004. I mean,
Al Kaline only has one World Series.
They won it in 68. I know that. 45, they won. They beat the Cubs that year, too.
All right,
I'll say it. Oh, my
Lou
goodness.
Whitaker should be a Hall of Famer.
What'd you say?
Lou Whitaker should be a Hall of Famer.
Should he?
Now, is that a hot take, or do you just think that? I don't know.
No, he's one of those guys on the cusp that they've been trying to get in forever.
Yo. Al Kaline had 399 career home runs.
Let's look at his Hall of Fame stats.
It's one off, man. I hate numbers like that.
This is Lou Whitaker's Hall of Fame stats. He average Hall of Famer has 27 black ink. He only has one.
For batting.
Yeah. Gray ink, average Hall of Famer, 144. He is 31.
What's his OPS plus?
Hall of Fame monitor, likely Hall of Famer is 100. He's at 92. So he's not far off. And Hall of Fame standards is 50. He's at 43.
And then he's above average for a career second baseman.
He's above average.
His 7-year peak wasn't as good.
He's above average. He's a 75.1 career WAR. Average Hall of Fame is 69.5.
Nice.
But,
second baseman.
Yeah, but is this just because of how long he played?
Played for one team.
He did play for one team.
For some reason, is a four-time silver slugger, so he was the best second baseman four times.
Three-time gold glover.
Five-time all-star.
He's got a ring.
I don't count rings in terms of Hall of Fame.
Neither do I, but he's got one.
I mean, if you want to bring up playoff statistics, I'm all for that. But
let's look at his playoff
statistics. I don't count championships when talking about Hall of Fame or greatness of a player.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
In any sport.
Mm-hmm. It can't.
I wish people would never be like, yo, this dude's got like three rings. That's a Hall of Fame career. No, it's not.
They do it with Eli Manning all the time.
Well, Eli Manning is amazing.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but it's not because of the two rings. If he's in, it's not because of the two. You could bring up his performance in those Super Bowls.
Yeah, those Super Bowl MVPs are huge.
I'm a hypocrite. If he didn't win those two Super Bowls, he's not a Hall of Famer.
But he has those two Super Bowl MVPs.
The MVPs are what you could bring up.
Yeah.
But the Super Bowl rings, you can't.
You could bring up one because he did it against the Patriots. in their undefeated season.
Yeah, and he won the
MVP. That's
one
thing. Yeah. But rings are team achievements, people.
They do it with Jordan and LeBron all the time, too.
As if LeBron hasn't been to, what, 8?
Yeah, but they say Jordan went to 6, won 6. LeBron's been to how many and only has 3 or whatever. And I'm like, I don't care.
I like when you say only has 3, too. Like, all right, only?
How many do you have, buddy?
I'm a big LeBron guy.
Awesome. We got to do the name game again soon.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do.
Have we talked about Johnny Dickshot?
What a legend.
I don't know if we have. We might have brought him up during it. I think I still have the list.
His nickname's Ugly.
Ugly Dickshot.
I love that, man.
My gosh.
Yeah. I don't remember how I found out about him, but I Googled him. No, I didn't Google him. I was looking up, like, weirdest nicknames in sports or something. I saw Ugly. Then I looked at the rest of his name. His name was Johnny Dickshot. Ugly Johnny Dickshot.
Is he even ugly?
That's amazing.
He looks ugly to me.
How did he...
Well... Someone thought he was ugly and called him ugly, and it stuck.
How did he acquire that nickname, and how did he just let it go?
I don't know, man.
Have a Saber page. It's too bad.
That would hurt my feelings. As I think it would hurt many people's feelings. I can't. I had the list. My iPad's dead. I think it's in my iPad of the players' names, because some of those players' names were my favorite. There was just so many. The hard part of that game.
He was only in because of the war. Lost his jobs when younger players returned from war. Oh, here's a Saber.
Come
on, give me a bio. Damn.
What are you looking for?
Society for American Baseball Research is always great for, like, learning a lot of cool stuff about players. Not everyone has a Saber.
Whoa. I just saw a hot take.
Lay it on us.
Jason Giambi and David Ortiz were basically the same player, to be honest. This is not my take.
I mean, they were both left-handed.
Both first base. Well, one of them was a first baseman. But
power. But I mean, Giambi didn't do for any team what Ortiz did for the Red Sox.
They both did steroids.
They both did do
performance-enhancing drugs.
They Here we did. Go, boys.
What?
I'm using one of the research databases that my school has, and I'm looking for Johnny Dickshot. Here we go. I found a newspaper from 1936.
Legend. Let's hear
it. Let's go. Yanks siege, guns boom out, 4 straight win, 14-0.
Did they win 4 games 14-0 in a row?
No, I think they won 14 4 in a row.
Boom out. Wait. Yanks siege gun boom out. 4 straight win, 14-0. What is that headline?
The fourth game they won 14-0.
Yes. But what is Yank siege guns boom out?
The guns boom out, like they scored a lot of runs. The guns
were
blazing.
No, but not Yanks. It's only one Yank. Yank siege gun booms out. Yank siege guns boom out.
They talked weird back then.
Yank siege, like the Yank. They shortened Yankees to Yank.
I think it's like a play on words.
Yeah.
Or like they yanked the siege out?
I don't know, man. What year did you say this newspaper was from?
1937.
Yeah,
did they even know
more?
English back then?
A subtitle.
Apparently not.
Dick Shot strikes out. Hubble, oh. Credited with the Giants' 4-3 defeat of the National League-leading Pirates Monday, thereby added the 23rd pearl to his unbroken string of league triumph. But the master faltered towards the end, gave up 8 of the Bucks' 10 hits in the last 4 innings. That would never happen nowadays. And had to be rescued in the 9th by Beefy... No way. No. Dude, no way. There's no
What's
way.
What's his name?
No way.
I need to know this name.
Guys...
Can you
this
say
is
it?
Awesome. We're one for one on looking up people in old newspapers. There is no shot that this is real.
Ready? Say it. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to reread the whole thing. Hubble credited with the Giants' 4-3 defeat of the National League leading Pirates Monday, thereby aided the 23rd pearl to his unbroken string of league triumphs. But the master faltered towards the end, gave up 8 of the Bucks' 10 hits in the last 4 innings, and had to be rescued in the last of the 9th by Beefy Dick Kaufman, who fanned Johnny Dickshot with 2 outs and the bases loaded. No way!
Beefy Dick Kaufman. Are we?
Struck
no,
out Johnny
that's
Dickshot.
A joke. There's no way that there is an ugly Dickshot and a Beefy
Dick Kaufman. Wait, so Beefy Dick struck out Ugly Dickshot?
Beefy Dick struck out Ugly Dick Shot. That is a historically accurate statement.
That's so perfect.
This
Please send that to me.
Wait.
I need that newspaper in my life.
We as a generation have a responsibility here. And
we do. We need to share this.
No, not only that, we have to go back and we have to name our kids.
I'm not naming my kid that.
First of all, Dickshot was his last name, so I don't know if his where his family tree has ended. Yeah. But
you know, like those things where it's like last names are sometimes based on what they used to do for a living.
Yes.
What
do you think he did?
I don't really want to know.
Wait, what did you say that guy's name was? Beefy Dick Kaufman?
Beefy Dick Kaufman.
With 2 N's or 1?
Wow.
What do you mean? Beefy Dick Kaufman. 2 F's.
Wow.
C-O-F-F-M-A-N.
Oh, C-O. You're spelling it that way. Okay. I was spelling it C-A. I mean, K-A-U. All right,
just because I'm a history student, wow. This is from the Bismarck Tribune, May 25th, 1937.
Okay, well, Beefy is not his
from
name.
North Dakota.
That was an adjective.
Well, it's his nickname, right?
No, that's just an adjective. Like, he was saying the guy was Beefy. But
Beefy Dick,
capitalized.
The B is, yeah, the Beefy's capitalized.
I'm looking at his baseball reference. It has him as Dick Kaufman.
Send it in.
And it doesn't have a nickname.
Send it, well, I'm gonna
well, I mean, they have known nicknames.
Yeah.
This is a clear indication that he had a different one. Wow.
He played a significant amount of years. He played for 15 years.
When was this game?
He played in...
What was the date?
He debuted in...
May 25th.
1927... And his last year was 1945. And maybe 1940, did he leave because of, it was just 15 years. His brother is Slick Kaufman. So they have a kid named Dick and Slick.
Wow. That's.
Here's the play by play.
This is amazing.
Yep. Oh, Johnny Dick shot tripled earlier in the game.
His brother only played 4 years. Slick wasn't quite as good as Dick.
Okay, so the Pirates were trailing 4-3, and Johnny Dick shot was up with the bases loaded and 2 outs, and Dick Coffin strikes him out.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
But I don't think his name's Beefy.
I think it is. This article says.
I think that's just an adjective.
Had to be rescued
No, that is his nickname. That's it. That's his nickname. That's his nickname.
I think you guys just want it to be his nickname.
Yes, and it's going to be his nickname.
It definitely is, but just because Baseball Reference doesn't have it doesn't mean it's not.
But I'm looking for it everywhere. It doesn't have it in his Wikipedia. It doesn't have him in his saber.
That's okay. It has it in a newspaper.
Yeah.
From the actual time.
I'm just thinking that's an adjective.
You can think that.
Well, how big was the guy? Was he beefy? He was only 6. It was 6'2", 195. Is that beefy for back then? I don't know.
It's beefier than you.
Wow, okay.
I'm using the numbers you gave us.
You're correct. It is beefier than me.
Should I try it again? We're one for one. Should we go back to the well?
Wait, before that, though, with Giambi and Ortiz, do you guys know the stat War 7?
I'm not familiar.
Is that the war over a 7-year peak?
Yeah. It's okay. A stat that is used to measure the peak of a player's career. Giambi's was 42.2 and Ortiz's was
35.3. Wow. Well, that's probably defense, because he was a DH.
Giambi had a career negative 19.8 D war, and Ortiz had negative 20.9. Just comparable.
But I think, what is Giambi's history with steroids compared to Ortiz?
Was Giambi he in the Mitchell report?
I don't know.
We know that Ortiz failed that test in, 2003?
Yeah, that was early in his career.
Giambi was named in the...
Yes, he was.
Mitchell report. But yeah, I saw that stat and that take. I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Well, while their playing careers are probably similar, there is no questioning in that David Ortiz is the more significant player.
Oh yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that. But their careers, aside from team achievements, look quite similar.
Ortiz was a different breed, dude. I mean, just look at his last year. His last year was insane. And he retired after that.
What if he did steroids for his last year?
I thought Big Poppy did.
You thought he did use steroids for his last year?
Just always.
No.
Oh.
I don't think.
Maybe.
I think, well, because he failed once in 03, and then we didn't hear anything after that.
Maybe he never got tested again. They always just thought, oh, he's good.
Well, why would they just think he's good for someone who failed a test?
I don't know.
You think he was hated in Boston during that time?
No.
That was his first year in Boston after doing well in Minnesota, but not being the star that he was. And then first thing that happens when he goes to Boston is he fails a drug test.
They probably weren't attached to him enough yet.
And then 2004 happens.
Yeah, then they forget all about the drug test.
Yeah, then they don't know. they literally don't care.
I wish I lived in 1937. Newspapers dope back then.
I do not wish that.
They pack so much information on this thing. Imagine opening up the newspaper.
There's no pictures. That's why. The space that pictures would take up now is filled with words.
Yeah, but Ortiz was something different, man.
What in the world?
His last year, .315 batting average, OPS of 1.021, and OPS plus of 164. He finished 6th in MVP. He won the Silver Slugger, was an all-star. He had 2 stolen bases.
That was on double steals where they threw out the runner at third.
127 RBIs led the league. 48 doubles led the league. I mean, he was something.
Yeah, he also failed the drug test that no one talks about.
No, no one talks about that one.
It's really upsetting.
And it doesn't bother me so much. It's what bothers me is the fact that Bonds, Clemens, and A-Rod are probably never going to get in. And I think Ortiz is going to get in first shot.
Oh, 100. You know what? He might even be unanimous.
I don't think he's going to be unanimous.
No.
Because I think it's going to be brought up a bunch when they're voting. And it
better be, man.
If I'm not wrong, next year is going to be the first time it's going to have to be public.
Ooh.
So
Ooh-hoo.
That may help him too. Because once
he can't hide.
Once he eligible for Hall of Fame, if he after 2021, yeah, because it's 5 years and he retired in 2016. So not this one, the one after that, he'll be. Not the one coming up, the one after that, he'll be available to go in. But the Hall of Fame coming up next year isn't going to be good.
What if no one gets
in?
We might not get anyone in. We may not.
That'd be weird.
You may see bigger jumps for Clemens and Bonds, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they got no one else to vote for.
That's what I said when I saw the new ballot. I'm like, oh my God, Bonds is getting in next year.
He but might.
I'm completely against it.
It's going to help him. But why does, like, people that vote for Bonds and Clemens, why
they won't vote for Sosa?
That's what I'm bringing up. Why won't they vote for Sosa?
I'm telling you, dude, it's nuts. What is all these double standards about?
I don't get, or and McGuire.
Yeah.
If you're voting for Bonds and Clemens, obviously you don't have a problem with the steroids. So
and then you're like, oh well, Bonds brought a ton of excitement to the league. Well, Sosa.
So
and
did Sammy Sosa.
Sosa McGuire carried it for a while.
That was more exciting, yeah. Than Bonds, their home run battle.
I mean,
here's another dick shot newspaper article.
Go ahead.
Oh baby.
When a pitch nicked him at the plate, Johnny Dickshot convinced the umpire that he had been hit by pulling up his shirt to reveal the whelp. Dickshot was waved to first base, forcing in a run, which enabled the White Sox to walk off 3-2 in the 10th inning.
What a legend.
Dude, this guy's always up in big situations, though. And he took his jersey. There's a picture here. He took his jersey off, showed the umpire.
How come things like that don't happen anymore?
I know, right?
That's what I want the All-Star game to be.
A bunch of Johnny Dick shots getting struck out by Beefy Dick.
It's amazing that was in a newspaper.
Even if that was just an adjective, that's still a phenomenal sentence.
It really is.
That's a top-tier sentence. But that's all we got for now. I'm just trying to figure out what movie I was talking about.
Johnny Dickshot of the White Sox packs some snuff and goes to bed like a babe from curfew until breakfast.
Please read that. Do you have that article? Can you please read that?
I don't know what the article's from. No, that's part of an article. Marty McManus, the old St. Louis Brownie, is still in baseball, managing the Kenosha Comets in the American Girls Professional League. Herman Traveler, Philly boxing promoter who used to smoke 4 packs a day, quit just like that 4 years ago and hasn't touched a cigarette since. The St. Louis Cards are winning so easy and often that baseball bookies are planning to build a fence around them so far as betting is concerned.
All right, you guys ready for my movie?
Yeah.
This is a movie that is a sequel. And it is a sequel that I have never seen to one of my favorite movies growing up.
Finding Dory.
No, we're going to watch Monsters University.
It's a good movie.
Good movie.
It's not even a sequel, it's a prequel. Ow, I just hit my mic. I'm sorry if that sounded horrible. But thank you guys for listening. We have to see you next episode.
Wait, yo.
What?
Happy birthday, Aaron Judge. Main man, next captain of the Yankees.
Someone
sing for him.
What'd you say?
I'm not singing, but someone should.
Oh. I am not singing. I am not well-versed in that category.
Just say happy birthday.
Well, Nick, it's not Tim and it's not me. I mean.
You guys haven't even said happy birthday, so.
Happy birthday, Aaron Judge.
Happy birthday, Judgey. Can we talk about how, for a little quick while, how Joe Girardi is horrible at giving nicknames? He just adds a Y.
I mean, a lot of people do that.
No, that's a Girardi thing. And I wonder if he's going to bring that with the Phillies. But, I mean, he was calling Judge Judgey. That doesn't work. I think the one that worked the best was Gardner. Gardy.
He doesn't even like that.
And, I mean, he was called Hicksy. Like, dude, we gotta do better than this.
It'd be like that.
But now we don't have nicknames much anymore.
Well, what do we have? We have the Judge.
Gardy stuck. People still call him Gardy.
Aaron for Hicks.
Yeah, but like no one.
Big Fundy.
Big Fundy. I love that. I love that nickname.
Red Thunder.
Red Thunder's a good one.
The Kraken.
The Kraken's probably the best one.
Release the Kraken, baby. Andujar Papa. He calls himself Papa.
What's Glaber's? It's in Spanish, isn't it?
Well, like, what he put on his jersey was De Caracas, and that's just he's from Caracas.
Oh.
It's not like an actual name.
Yeah.
It's just saying where he's from.
Oh, what about Parmesan Carlo?
I feel like you brought this up before.
I love that nickname.
You're like the only person I've ever heard say that.
Well, he put it on his jersey.
When?
Well, he wasn't playing, but this player's weekend. This past player's weekend, he put it on.
And no, I thought he had G.
No, that was the one before that.
Well, that was last year.
Yeah.
Or 2 years ago.
But the one that just passed, it was Parmesan Carlo. Just a phenomenal nickname. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We have to see you next episode. And go Yankees.
Go Bills. Go Johnny Dickshot.
Garrett Cole is a New York Yankee.
Elevator gone up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor, the money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision, jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world.